was wandering alone one night. It was a normal night, nothing special, when I saw this great blinding light. It was the moon and she was staring at me. Have you ever had the feeling you're being watched? Well, she watched me. That strange pale white egg in the sky, as yet unhatched, she shone out loud as if waiting for a sign. I stared at her, and she at me. We regarded each other with the knowledge that both had the wisdom to see the escape the whole world is after. Everyone is addicted to an escape. She's mine, the snowy pill giant in the sky, the pill mother of them all. You have to be patient. You have to wait a while. She comes regularly and she comes with a smile. The love goddess of the modern age, the dispenser of goodwill. You have to love her. You have to love everyone. She's my escape. And but through me she'd have no other, no reason to descend from her lofty throne, no reason to escape the night, no reason to love, live, laugh, or light. Everyone needs her escape. What can you do with a chance encounter with your soul? How can it help you to live this unreal world? The strangeness of it will kill us all, but the chaos behind the wall makes us fear climbing it. Sometimes a hole appears and we peer through in awe at the dreamy clarity presented to us behind closed lids. A hall, dark and small, a door with no knob or hole, inside a room far bigger than the house, and a golden cage in which no bird sings. The windows are flung open and a gentle breeze blows in from the garden outside. The party has begun. The guests are arriving. Say hello to... He's been here a while, but you can tell he's having fun by that glazed look in his eyes. And of course there's... He's always tagging along. A bit aloof, some say, but clingy all the same. Now here's someone you might know. What do you mean you can't see him? There's enough light in here, surely.